Hi, this is TJ Miller, and you're listening to Mad Scientist Party Hour, unless you're not listening and you're just watching it, which doesn't make any sense at all. Oh, hello there, friends, and welcome back to Mad Scientist Party Hour. My name is Kevin Kraft, joined once again by a man whose pants and underwear have vanished and his clenched hand is about to eclipse his boner. That's Jeff Clark.
What's up, y'all?
And beaming to us from the dark side of the moon, the bearded booger-eating harbinger of the apocalypse, Shuddy Boy.
Yo.
And making his grand return to MSPH, the godfather himself, Rob Sprantz. Welcome back, Rob.
I missed you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Even Jeff a little.
I missed you too, buddy.
You don't have to lie.
We text sometimes, and then I'm like, okay, that's enough Jeff for a little while.
And then you block him.
Yeah, I haven't responded like the last five messages. It's starting to feel personal.
It is.
Is it business or personal? Personal. Okay.
So, Rob, you're here to join us for a very special episode. You know, everybody has to have like a big milestone event when they do their 651st episode of a podcast.
It's a big one.
Jesus.
Yeah. So,
651.
I am here to pay the piper. This has actually not been that long time coming compared to our usual Oscar bets.
I think this is the fastest turnaround of an Oscar bet that we've ever had. And it came all the way from India.
Yeah. So.
If you remember when you asked me what if I want to join you, you said, would you like to come on the show? I'm going to drink cow piss. And I read that sentence and I wrote back, there's nothing more in the world I would rather do than watch you drink cow piss. And I mean that. Then after a little while, I'm like, why did he think of me for this? That was the other part.
Well, I mean, we've brought it up a couple of times off air. Like, man, it's been a while since we've had Sprantz on. And while it's always nice to see you, it's also nice to have an event for you to chime in on, you know, make it an eventful episode. So what better way than to have another one of our yearly Oscar bet pay-ups? So for the uninitiated, for years now, we've been doing this thing where when the Oscars are coming up, we pick like 10 or 11 categories or so. We all pick what we think is going to win in each category. And then after the Oscars, we tally up how many people were correct on their bets. Whoever has the least amount of correct guesses is due a punishment. And a lot of times, it takes us so fucking long to think up of a new punishment. Like, Jeff paid off on last year's Oscars almost when it was this year's Oscars.
Yeah,
like, that's how long it took. Because it was tough to think of something, and then somebody thought of, like, they were like, you know, let's do the surstromming thing.
We usually, by the time we make our Oscar picks and the Oscars happened, we don't know what the punishment is typically.
Yeah.
We drag our feet and drag our feet. And this year we had our shit together for the first time ever.
Yeah. Shuddy came up with this pretty quick. Like I was suggesting stuff like you have to eat, a jar of Ragu out of a diaper. We had a few other things, but when Shuddy Boy found that they sell cow urine on the internet.
Yep, just a quick Google search of the most disgusting things people eat.
Oh, that's how you came up with it? Okay.
And that's how we got there, yeah.
Sure, that's it. Well, we'll go with that story. That sounds good.
Sitting on the couch enjoying a nice bottle of cow piss, and I was like, wait a second.
Better than IPA.
So right when it was revealed that I lost the Oscar bet, I put the order in for the cow piss. It was a whole thing because some of them...
Don't let him... No. he makes it seem like he willingly accepted his loss and went and had to not be provoked or backed into a corner to order the cow piss.
What?
I don't think that can be accurate if we're doing it so fast.
Well, because he got back, he said that when he got back from the East Coast, he was going to order it. And then we went almost the entire episode without him ordering it. And he didn't order it until I said something.
Well, I was going to order it after we got off the air, but then it just became like a fun thing to do on the show. And then, you know, Rob, I don't know if this will surprise you or not, but some of the people that sell cow piss on the internet don't really seem all that trustworthy. So
terrible BBB ratings. So,
yeah.
You didn't buy yourself Wish this year.
Some of these looked like they were cow piss off of Wish, which was basically like an Evian bottle that someone finished. They ripped the label off, put piss in it, and then with a marker wrote cow piss, spelled both words wrong, and then put it up for sale. Like, some of these are really sketchy looking. But yeah, that one.
This looks like surfing the dark web.
Yeah, the more you talk, the more I start to agree with Shuddy.
It's going to be machine guns next.
Which was the... was it this one? Which one was the one with all the spelling
Wait a
errors?
Second.
God damn it.
We should have did the capsules and just had them just like fucking...
No, that takes a whole fun out.
Overdose on it.
I think that might be the one. Yeah, Rob, we found this one where literally everything on the bottle was spelled wrong.
It is this one. This,
yeah,
right.
Look at that. It says it cures AIDS.
That's the one you should look at. Wait, hold on a second.
I feel like they edited it.
It says HIV/AIDS. Maybe it gives you AIDS.
That's too rough of a punishment.
That was the wrong thing to say. We're trying to keep him from felching.
He's doing it. He's doing it.
Hypertension is spelled wrong. Disease is spelled wrong.
Is functioning spelled wrong too?
But it can slow down the aging process, Kevin.
Yeah, because you drop dead fucking vomit. Can manage your thyroid. Could you imagine like people drink this all the time? It must be coming out of their pores. They must just smell like fucking piss all the time.
Yeah. Well, another thing we discovered, Rob, is that when people willingly ingest this shit, I think they do it in 10 milliliter portions. And what I have here in front of me is a 500 milliliter bottle.
Yeah. So, have you looked into the dangers of a certain amount?
Yeah, or? They say don't do it.
Well, of course they don't.
Yeah. And like, you know, I was at my girlfriend's house this weekend, so like, it got delivered.
She's breaking up with you.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, I'm not Frenching you for like 2 weeks. I was like, that's fair. But this stuff got delivered and I wasn't home for a few days. And I'm like, oh no, I hope it's not like sitting out and getting ruined. That would be gross to drink expired cow piss.
When is the expiration date?
It's out, it's expired.
There is like an expiration date thing.
So this was manufactured in February of 2024. So it's nice and fresh.
Good stuff.
Okay. Is there a lot number on there?
Yeah. There's a batch number.
That's pretty good counterfeit. I mean, it's a good.
They've got all the bases covered to make it look legit.
There's an email at. Okay, so if I die, get retribution from my family and contact care at. SriSriTatva.com. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. I wrote it down.
This expires in January, so good thing we're doing this today.
I wonder.
So it only has an 11-month shelf life.
Yeah, I wonder who determined that.
Yeah.
Like, who determines like 11 months in one day? You should probably throw out the cow piss.
Yeah. Who took a sip and they're like, "Ooh, something about this piss tastes wrong."
It tastes normal. Doesn't smell. It's lost its pungence.
So the bottle is a little misshapen, but
it's
does
a plastic
appear...
bottle. It's not a glass bottle.
It's plastic.
Correct?
It's plastic.
So
yeah.
How did you research like about it? Like, what did you? People just drink it because it's supposed to just make you feel better. Is it like a snake oil?
We found videos of.
It's legit, bro.
They say everything about cow piss from like COVID to AIDS to cancer. It's basically touted
to
by
obesity
some,
to skin care.
Yeah, it's like a cure-all. It is fucking snake oil, and I would rather be drinking snake oil than fucking cow piss right now. But it, like, we watch videos of it on the show where during COVID people were lining up behind cows and like laying on the ground and just getting piss waterfalls in their faces.
Cool. Cow golden showers.
Fucking ridiculous. I love it.
Oh, that's some horny shit. I think it could work for obesity. Just drink that before you sit down and eat your meal. It's like,
I think my chest congestion is good.
Wait a second, guys. I now talk normal.
Oh, yeah,
wow, really, look at you, Jeff.
Fucking dumbest species. I really are, man.
Yeah, so when we were surfing all the different options of Gamutra that you can buy online, this one claims to be like it's distilled. It seems like it's been processed and treated in some way, shape, or form. I basically wanted to minimize my chance of being hospitalized.
Well, that's probably a bright move.
Oh, here's the directions. That's nice of them. Oh, consume 10 milliliters with 10 milliliters of water twice daily on an empty stomach or as directed by physician. Hold on, let me call my doctor real quick.
You want to
wait a second.
And dance.
I don't want to sound like a fire. Pussy, but could he die? Like, how bad could this get?
I'm going to tell you, like, if we're going to go full pussy, I'm thinking the same. Like, it's weird, Jeff. Like, if it was, no offense, if it was you, I'd be like, yeah, do it, bro. But because it's Kevin, I'm
hold on, hold on. Can we drill down on that for a second? Why would you say that?
Two reasons. Number one, I just feel like you probably would survive a nuclear holocaust, like the cockroaches. I don't know what's flowing through your veins.
Okay, thank you.
But the other is, you know, like if I had to have a Sophie's choice, you know.
So
you like Kevin more than me?
Just again, from the brief Google search, it seems like based on the one that we went with, Kevin has reduced the risks.
Yeah,
that would come from it.
Because it is distilled.
Which is just that it's not properly treated and has germs.
Well, here's a question. Why does he have to drink the whole bottle? Like, can't he just drink a glass of it? I mean,
well,
it's disgusting.
According to the
way.
Directions, you have to cut it with water, too.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, hold
he's
going to
go
second.
Vertical on that bottle? I don't want to sound like a pussy, but... this could be trouble for him.
He's got to water that shit down like a Fuddruckers.
You know what? I mean, we could...
All right, you say stuff about me, but don't you dare talk about Fuddruckers like that.
He could just power hour it until he vomits.
Yeah, look, I don't want
instead of doing it,
come here and talk about
as a whole chug. He could just pour himself shots of it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him drinking it. I am worried about the volume. Compared to the recommended physicians, I don't think the whole bottle is a bright move. I don't think it's a bright move to be at the beginning of your budding film career and just be drinking this podcast in general. But yeah, like one thing at a time.
I mean, it's one of those things where like I want to be a well-rounded entertainer. It's like if you like 90-minute comedies, hey, I got one of those for you. If you think it's funny when a grown man drinks a bottle of cow piss, I got that base covered too.
I don't think like
diversification. That's the key.
Yeah, I don't think like
Rob, you hate diversity.
Why do I hate diversity?
I don't know. You're starting to make
an. You really want to walk into the diversity conversation right now, Jeff?
What in the hell is diversity?
I don't know. It's the volume of it that concerns me, Kevin.
I mean, it concerns me too. But let's be honest here. What are the odds of me actually keeping this down?
That's true.
I have a puke bucket here. I feel like the way I picture this going is I'm going to pour this into a glass. I'm going to start chugging, and at some point I'm going to vomit. So I will put the glass down, I will barf, and I hope you guys will count that as paying the piper.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But don't like mouthwash it either, though. Don't be like, just like,
oh no.
We at
no.
least gotta see, we gotta see some
wait a second.
Steep angle on that.
If he mouthwashes it and swallows it, that is going far too hard in the paint.
Yeah, do you have plastic down on the floor?
Like, no.
Did you dexterize your apartment?
Oh no, but I do still have those clear ponchos from when you did the surstroming, Jeff. Nice. So we can poncho it up for an added layer of protection before we pull the trigger on this.
Yeah, get on our Gallagher shit.
I'm looking at your apartment. It's really nice. I'm like, that wood floor is going to fucking piss on it.
Oh, it's fucking vinyl. It's fake. I can
Should I order the third Presonus box for you now?
Yeah, don't worry, Rob. It's not that nice.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this is going to be a bad day, but that's my fault.
That's a bet.
Yeah, I this is my punishment for being so fucking stupid. So there's another thing on the label here that just says there's ingredients. Luckily, there's only one, distilled cow urine, but there's also a category that just says indications. And I'm guessing this is the stuff that they're saying that this treats. So there's diseases with Vata predominance, skin diseases, leprosy, piles / anorectal growths. What the fuck is an anorectal growth?
Ano, like A-N-O?
Yeah. Cough. Abdominal disorders. Worm infestation. Chronic obstructive jaundice / chlorosis.
If you have jaundice, do you think drinking a lot of yellow liquids?
Yeah, that sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah, it does.
Is gout on there too? Like, is that?
No, this is not going to clear my gout. Shake well before use.
It figures it fixes everything but any ailment you actually have.
I know. That would be kind of cool if I drank this stuff and no longer had itchy scratchies.
I heard it's the new Ozempic.
Cures your gout.
Yeah, jokes
on. It's gonna be like weigh as much as Gandhi in the next episode. Like,
dude, what happened? Yeah, jokes on you guys when we record episode 652 and I look like Brad Pitt.
Well, let me order some of that pez.
Oh, you know what? I'm down to come back and do the show in person again.
The spice melange.
So what's new with you, Rob? Been a minute since we connected.
Not much. I miss doing stupid shows like this. I'll tell you that. And I mean that with 100% respect. You know what I mean, right? Because I was telling Shetty before we started, like we do the celebrity interviews now, which are fun and cool. But I miss just being stupid with everybody too sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Mr. PP pulling stuff out of his butt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now that I think about it, I understand why you asked me to do this. It makes total sense. But no, like I haven't done as many, and it's because, you know, I'm super busy at work. So I haven't had the time to like invite a bunch of people again. We've had some time off, but we're talking about getting back to it and sending invitations out. And, you know, just like you guys, like this is year 14. So you and I started, Kev, like almost around the same time. So, you know, there comes a point where I'm going to be like, I don't know, do I really still want to do this show every day, every week rather? So, you know, once I get started, I like to try to go week to week. It's just not easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a struggle when, like you said, like I think you're halfway through year 13. And like I said, this is the 651st episode. We've been doing
it. Just shows you though how much more consistent you guys were, because we're at the 300 something. We're not even close to that. So you guys are incredibly consistent with it.
Not only that, but we've got a Patreon that we've been doing for 6+ years now, and just noticed the other day that there's over 1,700 posts on there.
That's awesome, dude.
So like, it is. It is a breakneck, exhausting pace. I recently just started an extra side Patreon doing like a movie deep dive podcast, and that's takes about, I timed it out this week, it was about 15 to 16 hours of work just for that, the one episode this week.
Yeah. That's the thing that I'm sure Jeff and Shuddy don't realize. And then you try to tell them that every time you talk to them, but I'm channeling my own internal. But you know, for every hour interview you see me do, there's about 10 to 12 hours worth of work between the graphics and the, and, you know, cutting it all together. And, you know, I don't edit anything, but, you know, I download the individual video feeds, you line it up, you prepare for the guest, you know, so it's a lot of work. But, you know, every time it comes out, then I feel this like elation that an episode came out and it was good. And then the cycle starts all over again. I book a guest, they say yes. And then a day later, I'm like, why did I do that? I don't want to do that. then I prepare, and then the show happens, and it was great, and then I feel better about it again.
Yeah,
we
dipped our toe in the interview waters for a little bit, and then it was weird because, you know, like you said, it's so much effort booking somebody. It's a giant pain in the ass because we also used to do them all in person, so getting these people to show up, seeing the disappointment on their face when they walked into like a shitty one bedroom Hollywood apartment and they're like, all right, note to self, fire agent for getting me into this.
You know what? That's what I used to feel when we used to do the show. And I still have that in the back of my head, even though it's a different format now and everything else. I think the same thing, like that's always a worry. Oh, the guest is going to be like, who the fuck are these clowns? Like I think it like almost every single time.
Yeah.
And I have to get that out of my head because, you know, at this point we've proven we can have good guests on and do good shows and get, you know, good attention out of them. But yet still, like every time I'm like, it's like imposter syndrome.
Yeah. And it works for the whole, but for some reason, anytime we would do a show with a guest, that would get less downloads and listens than a show with just us. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember looking at the numbers and we had this really big name guest who did an awesome fucking appearance. It was a ton of work because there was all this rescheduling and like it would fall apart the day before and we'd have to kick it 2 weeks down the road, and finally it happens, finally pull it off. And then people didn't listen to it. And I was like, man, that is, weird, man, it's soul crushing.
And well, I will tell you this. I have a drastically, it's weird. We have better numbers. I don't want to turn this into a fucking podcast, you know, 101, but we have way better numbers per episode now that we have the video version and everything than we did before, but the engagement is nowhere near the same. Like the amount of people who would reach out or retweet or say something or all of that stuff or comment and that stuff for the old format all the time. With this format, same thing. And I also agree with you with the downloads because the name of the person is the name of the episode.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we used to do the other show, you don't know what's in the show until you listen to it. You know, I might have put a name in there if it was a guest on, but still you don't know what's going to happen. With this, like they see a name, if they don't like the person, they just don't even listen to it.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's a completely different dynamic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, but who knows? You know, like maybe the whole filmmaking thing, if something happens with that, that could open some doors for the show. Or
are you not going to cut these guys and run?
Right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he is.
Totally. Oh, you guys are so done.
You just got him. Yeah.
First Sundance nomination, you guys are done. That's my prediction.
I mean, look, if all I ever wanted to do in life is make movies. So if it does become like a full-time thing, like we just discussed, it is incredibly time consuming. Not only
do movies,
just the free podcast every week, but like all the stuff. Like we dug ourselves in such a fucking hole with Patreon. We put so much stuff up there, and it's like doing, like, you know, and the show used to be an hour podcast. Now if we do anything less than 2 hours, people complain. Like,
yeah. I wonder if all we do is
dig ourselves into fucking holes.
I wonder if like the real loyal Puminati who give us money every month are just rooting for your absolute film demise.
Yeah, that would suck. But
nah, nobody's rooting.
History has shown us anything. You and I will benefit greatly from John Cooper failing because the Patreon numbers will skyrocket again.
That's true. Yeah, me and Shuddy stand to gain if you fail epically.
Well, hey, you guys are
before we get left in the dust if he succeeds.
No,
so.
You just continue to ride the coattails.
Yeah, I want to be a co-star in the next movie.
Not only do I want the movie to succeed, but I want him to fire you immediately. Like, I want to watch it.
Yeah, it'd be funny. I'd be like, hey, why'd you call me over? And why is Sprance over in the corner jerking off? What is this? Jeff, you fired.
Step on the plastic.
Do it slower, Kevin. Do it slower.
There's plastic on the floor. I know I'm getting whacked.
Tell him what he's meant to the show first.
Oh, Cheech, this is awesome. I'm about to get made. Wait, what? Why is there nobody in here?
Cheech just destroys a fucking telephone booth.
But it is funny because fucking these guys are in the movie, technically.
Yeah, can't cut us that quickly, huh, Sprance?
And so is Cheech.
Look at that.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
So, wait, but Cheech?
Huh?
Wait.
No, not the Cheech. Cheech Clark.
No, yeah, the
Jeff's
Cheech.
Brother.
Oh, okay.
Who are you talking about, Marin?
His name was Cheech.
Oh. Is that guy still alive?
Yes, he's still alive.
I thought it was Cheech. Hey, John Cooper, how you doing?
That would have been nice. We'd get some pretty cool celebrity talking heads. But obviously, I was shooting for the stars and got, I would say, like a 99% no rate from
fucking
people.
Fuck Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise was not pumped.
Piece of shit.
Wait a second. You want me to work SAG minimum for a day?
Who the fuck are these guys? Who the fuck is he?
But
it's a cat piss guy? You want me to do a movie with a cat piss guy?
But yeah, things are coming together. Today I was in when Jeff showed up like a half hour before we started recording, I was still in my fucking pajamas.
Nice.
That's how hard he was working. He was still in his pajamas.
No time to take a shower. Time is money.
Yeah, like every time I got off a meeting, somebody else had, like I had nothing scheduled for today.
Mm.
And then
oh wow.
Ended up and like doing 6
just
hours
all
of work.
Related to the movie.
Yeah.
It's great, man.
Yeah, so we the sound team, like we're in the tail ends of post-production now. So the sound team on Friday sent out a link for us all to watch like the first pass of like all their work they've been doing this past month, 2 months. And everybody chimed in with their notes and stuff. And I got a call from one of the producers and they were like, you know, I'm sorry for this coming so late in the game, but I really think everything in the movie is just so tight and awesome and engaging. And it slows down a little bit at the end. And I recommend cutting these scenes here and here. And then all of these meetings came up from it. Like, all right, how are we going to bridge the gap? We lose all this exposition. Like, are people going to take the leap with this scene cut and something else later on referencing something that was cut? Is that going to take people out of it? So
it's
huge
crazy
discussions about that.
And yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's almost like that butterfly effect. Like you make one change and you don't. And the hardest part has to be that you know the story and everyone working on the movie knows the movie, so when you start to make changes and adjustments it must be so hard to figure out if it's going to translate correctly to a person who hasn't seen it.
Yeah,
like that to me is crazy.
Yeah, and that was like one of my big concerns. And they, you know, I do like a tight runtime. We cut a half hour out of the movie from the first edit till when we picture locked it. It was 2 hours and 5 minutes without credits. And this is a 100-page script. So it's fucking crazy that it ended up being that long.
Yeah, it's
like having
page
that much.
A minute average, right?
Yeah. So the fact that it went that long and without credits, you know, credits are like three minutes or so. So it would have been 2 hours and 8 minutes. So we got it cut down to 98 minutes. And now with this last pass, they got me on board. I made a few concessions. I was like, all right, instead of cutting the scene while somebody's talking, show the scene as they're talking. So it's like a little bit of multitasking, which they showed me a version of it. Everybody was like, okay, that looks awesome. We're going with that. So I was like, all right, thumbs up. Unlock the fucking movie. So now they had to reach out to the sound team, reach out to the editor. Everything's getting unlocked. And it's now going, pushing the finish line a little bit, which sucks to do. The premiere is exactly 1 month. So
you're going to be tweaking until the end. That's just how it is. And you know what? It's good that you have a deadline, because me personally, I would never be able to stop tweaking something. Like, you know, there has to be that minute where you just release it into the wild and just, this is what it is. It's it's done, you know?
Yeah, because I've been, that movie podcast I started doing on Patreon, I did an episode on Die Hard. And I always rewatch the movie, take a bunch of notes, and then I rewatch it with the commentary on and take more notes. And I watch Die Hard and listen to the commentary with John McTiernan, the director. And he was saying that when he finishes a movie, he can't watch it for like a year because all he notices are his faults and the mistakes.
I get that. Yeah,
and it's like, man, I have seen Die Hard over the last four decades countless times. And like, it's like a perfect movie to me. I can't imagine anybody watching that and finding faults. And like I know there's continuity stuff. Like they started shooting the movie before the script was 100% finished. And they didn't know how they were going to have, like, how were they going to explain Hans Gruber and his team escaping with fucking $640 million of the shit they stole from the building. And one of the writers was like, oh, well, let's just steal this idea I had for this TV movie where they blow the building up and sneak out in an ambulance. So like, great, we'll have an ambulance pull out of that truck in the garage. But they had already shot the scene of Hans Gruber and everybody walking out of that truck, and you can clearly see there's nothing in it. Yeah. But they were just like, John McTiernan was like, fuck it. If anybody remembers that tiny little detail of all the things that happened throughout the movie, they see an ambulance pull out and they're like, hey, wait, didn't that thing? Then you know what? Congratulations. Here's your free cookie. You spotted the continuity error.
Yeah. A good point. You can never make it perfect.
No.
You know, especially when you're doing it quick on a lower budget, you know, you have to do the best you can with what you have. But look, some of the best movies I've ever seen had a low budget. Didn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, we had, so like everybody I've talked to, like I know a couple other filmmakers and people that work in the industry and stuff. And like, obviously a big part of directing is helping the performances, making sure the scenes are right. And you know, on top of that, every little decision goes through you. So like, they're like, hey, here's seven options of watches that John Cooper can wear. And as you're looking at each watch, you're like trying to come up with a backstory of how that watch ended up with him. And then you're like, all right, I think this one will work best. And then someone else comes up and they're like, hey, here's options for fucking water bottles. Like all that stuff. That's crazy. Still like 20% of being a director. 80% of it is putting out the fires.
And you probably never even thought of that stuff until they started happening. Like, oh shit, no. I do have to decide that.
And then like, you know, they were like, prepare yourself, because every production, whether you have a $50,000 budget or you're Scorsese with a $200 million budget, there's always a poop tornado that is going to come out of nowhere, and it's on you to solve it. And our production, I mean, we shot the whole movie in 13 days with a shoestring budget, and there were bumps in the road, but nothing I couldn't handle, very smooth. And I was like, I can't fucking believe this. This is great. Mm-hmm. And the Puminati knows this story, but Rob, a week after we wrapped, I get a call from one of the producers saying, don't panic. We didn't want to tell you this while we were shooting, but on day 10, the hard drive and the backup hard drive simultaneously crashed and we lost all 10 days of footage.
Oh my God.
And they're like, but don't worry. We just got the call from the data recovery place and it's all back. And I was like, oh my God. They're like, the bad news is it's going to torpedo our post-production budget. Yeah. So like, we got all the stuff back and they started going through it and they're like, wait a second, there's still 2 days missing. and it took that data recovery center 2.5 months to find those missing things.
It's a big job.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, it delayed our post-production by 3 months.
Oh, my God.
And they cost $15,000.
I give them credit for not telling you. I'm sure if they would have told you, you would have lost your fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
They were smart not to tell you. You know, it reminds me, real quick, but when I first started broadcasting with you guys and a couple other shows, Bobby Kelly was one of the first names that I brought on. And he wanted to do a live podcast that is the basement of Gotham Comedy Club in the city. And he's like, yeah, man, let's do it. He goes, it's so great. We'll get it recorded. So he's like, you know, you're going to do the recording? I'm like, no. They have a professional sound guy. Let him do it. I don't want to do anything. Well, we want you to, you know, you should probably be involved with it. I said, I don't want anything to do with it. Have the sound guy do it. Bobby does a whole show, fucking kills. The place was hysterical all night. He's on cloud nine. And the guy's like, I don't think I recorded it. And Bobby was backstage like a fucking bull, pacing back and forth. I was like, this is, why did I want to get into this? Why did I do this? But he had an SD card. And I'm like, let me take it home. Let me at least see what I can do. And I put that SD card in, and I don't know, it was just, I forgot how I found it, but there were just like a whole bunch of characters and letters, and I just renamed it to test.mp3, and I hit play, and it fucking was the show.
No way.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe I found it.
No way.
Called him, I was all thrilled, and Bobby's like, you're the man, blah, 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 and I went to bed feeling like a hero, and then the next day he calls me back, he's like, this fucking thing sounds like shit. All the microphones are oversaturated. So I was like, couldn't win either way. But I know the panic I went through just over that one live podcast audio. I can only imagine. Oh my God, dude. They were smart not to tell you.
I know. They were right. I would have spiraled. I'm way too neurotic to keep shooting three more days knowing that the previous 10 got torpedoed. Like, we shot the 10 of the 13 days were in this one apartment. The story's a little clerksy, and I wrote it in a way to be as low budget as possible. So a majority of the movie takes place in this one apartment. And the woman that owned it, it's just a rental shooting location. And it is a fucking disgusting pigsty. She lets her dogs poop all over the backyard. So the backyard where we set up Crafty was full of dog shit. The place clearly had mold to anybody with a nose. It was in shambles, dusty, gross, filthy, and she made our lives a living fucking hell. Like, screamed at us every day for, like, saying that we were showing up at the wrong time, and every day someone would have to pull up an email and be like, this is us emailing you, telling us what time we were going to be here, and here's you responding, okay. And she would squint and look at it and be like, ah, okay, and turn around and walk off. But every day with that, so it's like, man, if those 2 days are fucking gone for good, we now have to go back to this lady and ask her if she'll rent to us again for 2 days, which she might not because she was fucking crazy. You know, we'd have to pay everybody for a few more days of like it just wasn't in the budget. It was not going to happen. So if that didn't get recovered, this movie probably would have just sunk.
3-4 hard drives minimum. From here on
in. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Cloud, upload it to the cloud. I do all of that stuff right after a dumb podcast is done. I've got it in Dropbox. I've got it in Google Drive. I've got it local. I've got it on my external. First thing I do.
I mentioned that, and they were like, do you realize how many terabytes of footage we shoot every day?
That's a good point.
How long it would take to upload that to the cloud? I was like, I mean, there's got to be some way. Like, my
on,
luck
I'm trying to yell
is
at
too
you.
Fucked.
Let me yell
upload
at you.
It overnight.
Let me be an asshole for a few minutes.
I don't even think overnight would cut it, Shuddy. It would it's that
terabytes would take almost overnight to copy from one hard drive to another. A lot.
Yeah. So
Well, I'm so glad you have it all, dude.
Yeah, me too. Because I'm stoked with how it turned out. And there's all these like little things in there that I'm just like so happy. Like, I'm so pumped that like Jeff and Shuddy get to have like a little piece of the action. Yeah. I think it's fucking awesome that we got Cheech in there. Cheech and my girlfriend share like the same scene. So it's very funny seeing that. You know, I got my family in the background because they just happen to overlap it being in, out in California when we were shooting. So like, there's all these cool little, like, you know, just things for me, you know, like when I watch this years from now, I just be like, oh, look, there's my sister. Oh, there's my grandma. Like,
do you have the next idea ready?
Oh yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. I've got,
you and I are very similar, Kim. And we're very similar in that we're driven, we're neurotic about it. And we can't not think of what else. Like all the time.
Yeah, I've got like 5 scripts finished that I would love to do something with, and then I'm writing 2 more right now.
Nice. That's awesome, dude. Very cool.
But we'll see. We'll see.
I'm excited. This thing... I'm gonna take credit for your success just to fucking do it. Like, I beat him.
Me too, dude.
I mean, shit, if it wasn't for your help, like, I couldn't have figured out how to put all this equipment together to launch MSPH, and that was all you.
Yeah, but, you know, on the other side, like, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have had a network. Like, it just was weird how it happened. Like, you reached out to me just about, like, equipment questions, and I was like, I don't know, I guess, do we just, like, follow each other? Like, I guess we just followed each other, right?
We were friends on Facebook.
And that was it, right?
Yeah, because of Howard stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
From the Stern world.
Yeah, and I still remember getting your message, like, oh, I'm thinking of doing it. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And I, like, that's why it's just wild when you look back how all this shit came to be. And Jeff, that's the other thing that I presented to you, the other gift. I gave you the gift of the dragon.
Yeah. It has taken me a while to come around to seeing that as a gift, Rob. But
it is a gift.
But since the last time I quit, Jeff and I agree more than we disagree these days. Mm-hmm. Where I would say, and Jeff, forgive me if I'm speaking out of turn, I would say that we have transitioned from frenemies to full on friends.
No, that's fine.
I would say we have gone from friends to full-blown lovers.
And I
Kevin's replaced you as my frenemy.
Jeff, didn't I have to push you a little? Like, you were out there. I'm like, why don't you call him, dude? He's looking for somebody, and he heard you on the show. You should call him.
I don't know. I don't remember that. But I'm not even disagreeing with you.
No, I think I did. It wasn't. It's just that you didn't really know him. So you were like, I don't know. I don't know the guy. I'm like, I'm telling you. I think it will work. And once you start doing that show, then he'll find out how insane you are. It'll be great.
Yeah, that is. I don't know how many people know Jeff's origin outside of, like, you know, the Super Puminati, I guess you could call them. But I, you know, when MSPH and The Hole were sort of launching the network and it was growing, and, you know, I would always tune in every week to see what you crazy bastards were up to. And I heard Jeff on an episode, and like, everything he said was making me piss myself. And I'm like, I texted Rob. I'm like, this guy is fucking hysterical. Where the hell did you find this guy? And you were like, dude, he's like moving out to Southern California. You got to reach out to him.
Yeah. And we just work together. Everybody on that show, that's how I know them, with the exception of Lori, which is Lori's from the Stern show. But everybody else I know just because we all work together. Franco, Chris, Jeff, like, we all, and the Big Mike. Joe
Black, Jojo Black.
We're all just a,
do you still talk to Black Jojo Black or Big Mike?
Not as much anymore, or Mike, but for no reason. It's like, well, once in a while there's a text here and there, but not much.
What about Mr. Peepee?
I do from time to time. He's always fine. Hey, how you been? I haven't talked to you. Oh, I hurt my arm. I had shoulder surgery. It's like not even funny, but it's funny because of the way he says everything, you know?
Well, it's funny, Rob. I got hit by a train.
Right. Oh, my God. That's a pretty good pee-pee impression. Oh, my God. My God. And he's a house Laurie.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, all it was, dude, was just a bunch of people who worked together. And the ridiculous banter was going back and forth. I remember looking at Franco, and I was listening at the time to Smodcast. Like, that was, like, one of the first actual podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at the time we did it, everybody, you know, thought of it as like we had a fucking ham radio, like, and, you know, doing some weird thing. Now,
I mean, there was a long time that we were at the top of the new and noteworthy on, on iTunes.
Yeah, that, none of that would happen now.
No fucking way.
Well, because everybody, and that's, you know, that's the challenge that I'm finding now too, is every celebrity now is starting a podcast, right?
So, well, pandemic really, it was progressing that way pre-pandemic, but the pandemic seems to really have made it seem not quite so ham radio-ish for,
right,
for the A-listers.
Because even Jimmy Kimmel's show was like this on Zoom. So it made it more acceptable to everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's now every single celebrity has a podcast. So somebody like me who does a celebrity interview show, are they going to do my show? Or are they going to do another celebrity show? So now they're just all just kind of inbreeding now and, you know, pushing the rest of us aside. And, you know,
they drank our goddamn milkshake. It's the same. They had a giant milkshake right here. And they're like, I want that smaller milkshake, too.
It's the same. Yeah, right. It's the same shit with sports media, dude. It's like a concern that I have for currently in the not so distant future. It's like all these athletes are just starting their own fucking podcasts, and they can get any athlete they want, of course, right?
Of course they can.
And
absolutely.
It's like us dweeby nerdy fucking sports fans are getting phased out of media because it's like, well, we'll just bring on the athletes.
The
when they retire.
Players.
So, no, yeah, you know, this is how it's actually all going to work out. I will become such a prolific filmmaker. I will be the second principal photography wraps on one movie. I will be starting shooting the next one the following day. And I will tie all these celebrities up so busy with films that they can't podcast or do sports shit. And then you guys can rise. See?
Yeah,
rising tide raises all ships. Do that?
I mean, I think that's pretty close to the actual kind saying.
I think in this case, you're like trying to lower the tide, really. So they can all be brought down to us and we're on the same level.
I'm trying to,
you know what? That's cool.
I'm trying to take a few boats out of the water and shove them up my ass. So your boats, you know what? What do you guys think about
the
eclipse?
No, you need to take the water. It's the water you need up your ass.
I really thought he was going to land that plane. And he had me on the edge of my seat. I was like, all right, put the boats in your ass. Now what?
Here's the windup. Yeah, here comes the pitch.
I'm locked in. What's your next part of the idea? I'm down. What's up?
So I actually was kind of being half serious there. I was kind of hoping there were all these fucking whack jobs once again predicting that, you know, the eclipse was going to bring about the end of days. Apparently it happened already.
The rapture.
That's coming.
Did it happen?
Delayed.
I saw some people had pictures of it.
The end of the world?
The eclipse, the eclipse. I mean, for me, and probably Rob, since we're not that far apart geographically, was right around 20 after 3 this afternoon.
That's about right. But it wasn't
not that long after before I sent you guys that video, actually.
Oh yeah,
it didn't get as dark as I was hoping. Like, I thought it'd be night dark, but it just looked like it was a lot of clouds.
Yeah, the coasts I don't think got anything cool.
Did you watch the video
that Shuddy sent?
Yeah,
yeah, he fucking Rickrolled me with that. Yeah,
did he? I didn't click the video. Was there a black penis in it?
There's the one with Barry Wood. And then there's the one with the ball sack.
It's the ball sack one.
That was a great one.
I knew it. I was not clicking on that video. This is my first radio.
Well, the fucked up part was I got it from a coworker.
Yeah.
Oh, you fired.
And I opened it legitimately thinking it was a fucking eclipse video.
Yeah, they did a good job with the thumbnail.
I was like, oh, I saw it. I was like, motherfucker, immediately forward it.
You didn't get the Barry Wood one? You know about Barry Wood, right? Who he is?
I don't.
Barry Wood's the other one where you click on it and it's the fucking big black guy in the bed with his dick hanging out.
Yep.
Oh, is that guy named Barry Wood? That was his name?
Not only is he named Barry Wood, but there's like a website. I think it's Barry Wood. And you could buy like a light switch where the light switches his dick. And there's like
out here a couple years ago around Christmas time, a mailer went out for like a pizza place and they used a stock photo of Cappuccino. And whoever at the marketing firm they use, whatever fucking intern, either did it on purpose or on accident, but he was in the cappuccino phone and great. It went out in a mailer to everyone.
Oh, I love it. That's great.
Yeah, apparently when that meme started going around and everybody started getting Rickrolled by that guy's football dick, it came out that guy died. Like he didn't even live to see himself become a meme.
I know. It's one of the best memes ever.
He got a boner and all the blood left his heart and he dropped dead.
I'm back on.
It was a tornado one, I remember, like the lightning flashes and in the clouds in the back, you could see the silhouette of Barry Wood. There's been so many good ones, man.
Dude, back on my toes now. My buddy recently sent me a...
Shuddy, don't get us fucking banned off of YouTube.
Oh, that's right. Oops.
What? Oh, even Barry Wood? Oh,
it was a foam rendition. It's fine.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm back on my toes now. Someone sent me like an article about a college basketball coach getting fired and replaced, and I clicked the article, and it was that guy who plowed Adam 22's wife.
It's great, man. It's great.
Damn.
Oh, I don't know about.
Getting dick rolled.
That guy.
Dick rolled.
He's not quite Barry Wood legendary, but it was,
some guy with a big fat hog.
Yeah, some black guy who's just hung.
Just the way that Barry Wood's just sitting on the bed. It's just like looks like it's going to happen whether you want it to or not.
He looks so chill and gigantic, and his penis is so chill and yet gigantic. Right. And it's just
like even soft. It's just like a
it breaks my brain. You know, that actually reminds me. So
what of what?
You brought up Smodcastle, and I used to listen to Jay and Silent Bob Get Old like religiously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jay Muse would always tell these like crazy sex stories and drug stories from when he was a junkie. And they were talking about Zach and Miri Make a Porno. Mm-hmm. And he gets fully nude in that. He even shows his like butthole and nutsack because he like bends over in front of the fridge or something. And people were kind of giving him compliments on his penis. And he revealed his secret. They were like, so were you like in the green room, like chubbing up, waiting for Kevin to call you to set? And then you went up like, half cocked. And he said, no, what I did was I waited until he was right about to call me to set. And then I masturbated. And then I ran to set and shot the scene. So they got my dick on the way down, not the way
That's
up.
That's brilliant.
And I was like, wow, that is like Scorsese level filmmaking. That it's is
brilliant.
What a fucking pioneer.
That's probably one of my favorite of his movies. That one and Dogma are my two favorites, I think.
Did you see Dogma's getting a re-release?
Yes, I did. Looking forward to it. That's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Love that. I loved him. So like I have a signed Clerks DVD that he wrote, Rob, I love you this much and like this because I went to a signing of his, because he's in the poster like this with his arms across. And the way his show was just always cracking me up, that's what made me say, you know what, we should do a podcast like everybody else says now, But yeah, that's he's great to listen to, man. He's just something about it. He's very casual. He's always high. He's laughing like crazy. Scott Mosier and Kevin doing the Smodcast one, that's my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, he is just very well. He's very interesting to listen to. He gives a lot of information, but he delivers it in a very concise, well thought out way. And it's also really funny. Like I actually got to meet him. I've met him a bunch of times, but he was up at Sirius once and I took him into a booth to get him to like record an ID. Like, you're listening to blah, blah, blah. And when we got done, I was like, dude, I just want to tell you that you're the reason I'm here. I'm a Jersey boy. I always loved telling jokes and being silly. And until I saw Clerks, that sort of set me on my path. And I was like, that lit the fire for me to want to be like an entertainer. So I just want to say thank you. You're the reason I'm here in this office building. You're the reason I live in LA. You're the reason I work in entertainment. And he got like all misty eyed and he just put his arms out. He's like, bring it in. And just gave me like the biggest hug ever. And like,
that's awesome.
If I ever get to see him again, now I can be like, dude, I fucking made a movie. I mean, I wrote my first script when I was 17. It took me till I was 41 to make my first movie, but like, I wouldn't have done it without you. And it fucking exists. And thank you.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
I had a similar moment with Stephen A. Smith after a basketball game, the Cavaliers-Knicks game, and instead of getting misty-eyed and putting his arms around me, he literally rolled his eyes and walked away.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? What a dick move.
Yeah.
Security!
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the David Crosby story at the bottom line?
I don't think so.
David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. The bottom line was this club in the city that, there's a stage, but then it's all tables, So sometimes you get there early, someone's friend gets there early, and David Crosby's sitting at a table eating. So he's like, I want so bad to go say hello to him, but he's eating. I'm going to wait till he's finished. So they finish eating, and they're just sitting there talking. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go. I just want to tell him how much I love his stuff. And he stands behind him. He says, excuse me, Mr. Crosby. And Crosby just starts going, no, 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 no. Hanging on the table. So the guy that was next to him, his friend, goes, man, Crosby's a dick. And they walked away. And he's like, hey, excuse me. He's like, no, no, no. Just started banging the table, screaming no.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, I had Noel Kassler on my show. He used to work at The Apprentice. He has a podcast of his own now. He's a good friend, and he fucking used to tell stories about what an asshole Crosby is, but he loves him. Like, they actually, because he was their roadie and stuff, like, they have a great relationship with him. But he's like, yeah, he's totally a horrible person. But he said, I still love him anyway.
It wasn't anything like, oh my God, I'm about to meet my hero or somebody I've admired for so long. But like, when I was on the East Coast, it was way easier for me to get like backstage passes and stuff to concerts. And I think I went with Richard, and it was like all these bands that I loved. I think it was like Children of Bodom and Lamb of God and maybe even Municipal Waste. It was all these bands. And I was very excited, and I was a little drunk, and I was backstage after the show. And I saw Randy, the lead singer of Lamb of God, just kind of off by himself. And I was like, I'll just go say hi to the guy. So I walked over to him and I was like, hey, Randy, my name. I was like, I just wanted to come over and introduce myself. I'm just, a huge fan of yours, and it's just really cool to meet you. And he just looked at me like deadpan and didn't say a word. And he just stared at me. He's like, well, what's your name? Like, he went full Judge Smales from Caddyshack on me. And I was just like,
really?
I was like, it's Kevin. And then just like turned around and walked away defeated.
Oh, that's a shame, man.
It's also one of those things, like, I don't know if I've heard a ton of bad stories about him, but like, whether you're, a famous person or a regular everyday person, like, everybody has bad days. You always catch people on bad days. Like,
yeah, of course.
I've probably snapped at somebody, like a stranger, once because I was having a really bad day and I normally wouldn't have and felt really horrible about it afterwards. So who knows?
I get that.
Everybody has their bad days, but some people are just giant pricks. So you never know.
I've been very lucky in every single interview. The guest has been great and nice and fun and relaxed me, except for one. But
is that one you keep to yourself?
What's his name?
No. I'll share it now. I don't give a fuck. But like I said to Lori a while back, 14 years in, I give zero fucks. believe it, and it wasn't even a big star by any means. It was Taylor Dane, the 80s singer who had like Tell It to My Heart.
Tell it to my heart.
Yeah, yes, you're right. Exactly.
I can be your forever.
So she had a bunch of songs and stuff. And I got her publicist said, hey, are you interested in Taylor Dane? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'll talk to Taylor Dane. What the hell? So about this, let's say the show starts about noon. I don't remember what time it was, but let's say it's noon. So like 12:10, she's not there. 12:15, she's not there. And then the publicist starts saying to me, she says the link's not working. I'm like, I'm not sure why. We're all here. It's the same link. Click it and test it. She clicked it. She was there. All of a sudden, she pops on and she's eating outside at a cafe somewhere. Right. So first of all, like, you're outside, there's cars going by, you're on the street. So clearly she forgot and then scrambled to come on, which is fine. All of that's all well and good. But then like she was very weird and like confrontational for zero reason. So, I said to her, I said, and this is all in our episode, so, I'm not making this up. You can go watch it. So I said, you know, when your first album, you know, that first album exploded, you know, how did you adjust like to getting so big? That wasn't my first album. I made a record and I handed it out to DJs in the city first. Like, okay, well, I'm talking about the one that everyone knows.
Yeah, how were you supposed to know that?
Right. And then, like, I was talking about, like, you were just talking about music and, you know, Christopher Cross who sings Sailing and all those songs. You know, I was trying to bring up and I was trying to be complimentary and say, you know, it's this day and age, you know, music doesn't hold weight and I love the music that you do and blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, it's crazy, but, you know, a guy like Christopher Cross would never make it today because he was 33 for his first song and he wasn't an attractive. No, he wasn't. No, he was. He was, I think, in his 30s. I knew what the age was. I said, you know, he was in his 30s. No, he wasn't. He was young. He was in his 20s. And I look it up, and I'm looking right at it while I'm talking to her, and I'm like, I'm not even going to say anything. And it was that. And then I asked her. I guess she was very self-conscious. She was on The Masked Singer. And I guess, I don't know if I triggered something accidentally, but all I wanted to know is, wow, how do you have a fucking bee costume on and sing like that and still sound good was my question. And I was trying to say, hey, I'm impressed. You put a bee costume on and fucking still sang. That's pretty wild. And she was like, there's no lip syncing going on. I don't even have lips. You can't, there's no fake.
I don't even have lips. Weird defense.
Get a costume on. There's no fake. There's no, nothing's fake. It's real. I was really sad. I was like, I never.
Yeah,
there was no implication that it wasn't real. It was
right. The lady doth protest too much, you know.
Exactly.
And I was like, you know, and I every time I tried to, you know, just ease into something or, and ask a question, like she took it like I was taking a shot, you know. Like I had Brian Littrell from the Backstreet Boys on, right, and I asked him, and I didn't realize that there was stuff about for a while he wasn't, he didn't have his voice or he was struggling with it with the, in the documentary. I didn't know any of that. So all I said to him was, I was like, you know, as you get older, you know, when you were 19, 20 years old singing these songs in that pitch, as you get older, it must be harder to keep that. Like, you know, what do you do to try to prevent that and make sure that you're, and he did the same thing Taylor Dane did and thought I was asking about that, but he just was like straight up. He's like, look, if you want to ask the hard question, do I practice enough or do I try? Maybe I didn't, but you know, I do that now. And I was like, I didn't even mean that in my head. I'm thinking that, but we just moved on to it. And he answered it like a fucking pro.
Yeah.
She just like was like, like, it was like combative the whole time. It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, they don't happen often, but I remember, you know, even back to my Sirius XM days, every now and then, I don't know if the person is just cranky in general or if we caught him on a bad day, but yeah, we dealt with some unhappy customers and it's really fucking awkward.
Yeah.
Did we ever have anybody?
Yeah.
That wasn't salty because Jeff annoyed them.
Oh, then no.
You don't have to bring back my old episodes. You don't have to refer to those.
I think the only time things got prickly was a Jeff doing. But in Jeff's defense, I don't think what Jeff did warranted the response he got.
What was it? Who was the guest? Or do you not want to get into it?
I think it's fine. It was this comedian, Graham Elwood. Mm-hmm. And Jeff was kind of like, he showed up and he brought like food with him to eat. And he was eating sushi. And Jeff saw like the sticker and it was from like a grocery store. And he was like, oh, you're fucking eating grocery store sushi? And he got a little pissy that Jeff was questioning his food choices.
it was a little Jeffy, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe,
for sure.
You first meet a guy.
It was Trader Joe's sushi. I recently had and tried Trader Joe's sushi, which they don't make anymore. Because Trader Joe's knows how terrible it fucking is. And it was, and I'm someone who likes grocery store sushi, and it was fucking brutal how bad it was. Mm-hmm. And I actually, we had this awkward exchange, if I can remember, before we even started recording. And it just got off to a bad start. But I don't think the podcast suffered because of it. Maybe I'm misremembering.
Yeah, sometimes the vibe is weird.
And I appreciate.
But I think every guest that got prickly was Jeff doing. We had Chris Gore on like three times, and by the third time, him and Jeff were bickering constantly. I think Mayhem almost crushed Jeff's skull at one point.
Well, Jeff's way of getting to know somebody is to kind of take shots at them, and sometimes that throws people for a loop.
Yeah, I was trying to bust their balls, true. And I've gotten away from that the older that I've gotten. But Kevin just tried to shoot me some bail, which wasn't even necessary, because now that I am older, a little more mature, I see Graham's point. And he said to me, he got all fucking angry. He's like, dude, I'm fucking eating this. And fair enough. Like, I shouldn't. Like, he's enjoying it, and I just made it worse and acted like a dick. And now that I'm old enough, I'm like, you know, he was right.
The Jersey Jerks were excited because they were having Ari Spears on, the guy that was on like Mad TV.
And, oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, a bunch of stuff. And they were so disappointed because he was playing Call of Duty during his interview on the phone. Like, he was clearly playing Call of Duty and not fully focused. And
pulled the Shuddy Boy.
Asked him, like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm playing Call of Duty.
I was like, Shuddy Boy used to play Madden every episode we were recording.
I think that's so weird. So weird.
Yeah. But, I feel like if we ever have guests back, I will be on my best behavior now that I'm older. And
You have toned down.
Yeah, there's a like, over there's the last several initial, years. There's an initial ass-kissing that you kind of have to do. Not that you have to, but... That's why I try to only have people on that actually know their work and like them and respect them, because then it, you know, comes easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you always got to start off, like, you know, with promoting what they want to talk about, but more importantly, just making them feel 100% comfortable. I ask every guest before it starts, is there anything you don't want to talk about? And with the exception of one, which I'll tell you off air, I don't want to say who it was or what it was, because nice. I really do respect this guy. And I get
that would defeat the purpose of asking.
To the point where when he said it, I was shocked. I'm like, really want to talk about that? Okay. Well, fine. Okay. But I'll explain after. I'm sorry, guys. I can't really reveal that. But
Interstellar didn't suck that bad.
Yeah. But when you asked when you asked that question, is there anything you don't want to talk about, they instantly feel more comfortable. And other than one person, no one ever said there's something they didn't want to talk about. So I thought that was pretty disarming in a way. Like, oh, this guy is on my side, which I am. Like, I'm not there to sandbag you, you know. I just want to talk to somebody I admire for a little while.
Yeah. I feel like the last guest that we had on, not like non-friend guest, would have to be Doug Benson, right? When we did episode 420.
Oh, yeah.
Who was your biggest?
231 episodes ago.
Who would you say your biggest was? Gunn?
Yeah, and it would have to, because like, he wasn't big at the time. So retroactively, yeah, he ended up being the, by far, probably the biggest name.
Yeah. Rob Corddry on. That's pretty big.
Yeah. Rob Corddry's massive. But like, James Gunn, I mean, he came on because I knew him. Because he was a giant Stern fan. So I had met him one time when he got a tour in New York. And I know that he wrote the Dawn of the Dead remake, which I fucking love. Which I think just celebrated its 20th anniversary, which is crazy. But
The 20th anniversary of a remake, no less.
Yeah. So we had him on just because I knew he was a Stern guy. I had conversation with him before. I knew he was cool as fuck. And he had that Lollipop Chainsaw video game coming out.
That's right.
He came by to promote that, and he even said on the episode, I'm 99% sure he said, I've got like some really big announcement coming up that I can't get into. And it was fucking Guardians. Like, damn it.
Yep.
We just missed
him. It was like
him.
2 weeks later, it was announced that he was writing and directing Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. And it was a terrible interview,
too. Not only that
he was
doing it, but even fast forward even more, that it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking brilliant.
Not only that, but he's got, like, just a series of home runs. And now he's going over to revamp DC and clean up their mess and give them some home runs.
Yeah.
Like, and it also bums me out that it was a terrible interview, too, because I had just gotten Greg Fitzsimmons. He and I both have ADD. And I was at his place, you know, working his show. And he had this patch. And I'm like, what do you got? You got a fucking nicotine patch? He's like, no, dude, this is a Ritalin patch.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Get the fuck out of here. He's like, yeah, when I take Ritalin, you know, right when it kicks in, you feel it. Like, I've been taking Ritalin since I was a little kid. And I still, when it kicks in, I'm like, ooh, all right, let's get some things done here. It's medicinal fucking speed.
Yeah.
So he was like, I can't handle it. That when you take a pill of Ritalin and it kicks in, it's too intense for me. So these patches are kind of like a time release, and it gives you like this level focus all day instead of like this 45-minute period where like, ah! And then you crash and you're like lower the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I asked my pill guy, I forget if they're psychiatrist or psychologist, but I asked that person.
Psychiatrist. Is the pill guy.
I was like, hook me up with one of them patches. So they did.
Do some fucking drugs.
I was trying it out. And I also just so happened to get hemorrhoids as well. And they were hurting my bungus. So somebody suggested soaking in a warm bath with Epsom salt. That'll help the hemorrhoid. So I get into the bath that day before James Gunn came over for the interview. And I left the patch on my thigh. And when I got in the hot bath, it opened up my pores and dumped the whole fucking patch into my body at once. So
oh, wow.
By the time he showed up, I was like an eye-bulging fucking crackhead. I was like, oh my God, James Gunn! We would like to take a seat here! Hey, these are the headphones, tell me if they're too loud for you!
So it's his fault the James Gunn interview sucked, not mine. Not for me saying that one of his movies was bad.
Yeah, Jeff just straight up told James Gunn to his face that he didn't like Super.
I listened to it though. I didn't think it sucked. I don't remember coming away from that thing and it sucked.
Well, fingers crossed, it was all in my head. But all I look back on is, man, that's so embarrassing. I just had like 500 milligrams of Ritalin dumped into my fucking hemorrhoid.
Yeah,
we should try to get him back, dude.
I actually, post Guardians, I was hitting him up, and he was like open to the idea, but he went through like a changing of assistants and the whole fucking chain of communication.
Yeah, plus that gap apart between 2 and 3 where he got some bullshit he had to deal with, you know?
Oh, yeah, the right-wingers canceled him.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Fucking cancel culture.
But I'm glad they
won't. Fuck you, look at me.
You know, our resident right-winger, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I'm behind the fence working for the right wing, trying to get the election overturned, baby.
I don't know if it's just urban legend or not, but didn't the whole entire cast like say, we're not doing the third movie unless he does it?
Yeah.
That is correct. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
They wrote a letter to Disney and they all signed it, right?
Yeah. And then I think at some point they actually did just cancel it. They're like, all right, I guess we're not making a new one. And then when... That was when he started doing DC stuff, and he was giving them home.
That was when he did Suicide Squad.
They're like, fuck, we got to fucking get that guy back.
Yeah, like, well, Disney's kind of cool to hit somebody up that's famous once in a while. I was going through, like, you know, sometimes because of the show and other reasons, like, I was going through the list of people in my contacts. Like, I could, all right, look, I could call John Oates right now. I could call
Taylor Dean. Taylor Dean.
Taylor Dean.
Sorry,
I call Taylor Dean too.
Taylor Dean, didn't he like lose the election because he went pew?
The only
that's Howard Dean.
Doesn't he make sausages?
I text her. I do text Tom Arnold from time to time.
Is he cool? I guess if you text him,
so cool, dude. He's the reason why him and Noel Castler are the reasons why we have become a run of celebrity guests, because Noel connected us with Tom Arnold, and Tom was super cool about everything and helped a lot.
His best damn sports show was good, dude. His best damn sports show was good.
The next one and the next one. But he's just a really genuinely good dude. And the times that we've done the show with him, like one was 2 hours. Dude, like he could have gone, like we stopped and we were just bullshitting for another 45 minutes. Hey, he is the coolest human, no doubt about it.
Hook him up with us. Jeff can do 2 hours with Tom Arnold on True Lies and Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't do much Jingle, but I did spend a lot of time on True Lies.
Yeah, they just put True Lies out on 4K. It's like, I think it got released on physical for the first time ever. So. I bought it day one, and my girlfriend had never seen it, so we watched it, and it was a huge hit with her.
This guy, he told a great Schwarzenegger story that he was. He went over to Schwarzenegger's house, and it was just like a bunch of like fucking oiled up muscle guys walking around, just like in underwear type of stuff. And then all of a sudden, like a fucking donkey walks in. Like he's got donkeys like that just fucking walk around the house.
Yeah, I've seen that on his Instagram.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
It's like, wait, what did I just walk into? There's oiled up like guys in banana hammocks and a donkey. What?
And a donkey.
Is there something about this party I don't know?
Yeah, but I'm staying.
I'll tell you that. I'm staying. I will watch, but I will not participate.
Yeah.
But I will be here for it.
But yeah, always hit him up from time to time. Just a little something. I have Bill Burr's number, and once in a while when I see him in something, I text him, and I was like, I just saw you in Breaking Bad. Fucking awesome. And he's like, thanks, man. Like, you know. I'm sure he's like, I don't know what the fuck this guy is and why he keeps texting me. But sooner or later, that blue's going to turn to green. I just don't know.
Yeah. Well.
So let's go, man.
Is it kombucha time? Can I feed my dog first? Because it's past her food time.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you turn the camera on her? Let's make this really interesting for the listeners.
Yeah, this is quality broadcasting. Let's feed the dog. I'll feed my cat.
Okay, before that, let me feed little mama, then I'm a piss.
Little mama.
All right, whatever.
That's the name.
I'm a shit.
Feed little mama.
No, fuck little mama. It's all right. She doesn't need to eat.
No. I didn't say that.
No, Kevin's saying it.
No, I'm not. I'm just making fun of you.
I hate it.
All right, then I'm going to take a shower. Then I'm going to shit. Then I'm going to wipe. Oh, then I might need another shower. Then I'm going to drive over.
You know, it'd be funny if all of a sudden he just starts cooking for the little mama.
Yeah, gets a cast iron pan out, starts cooking up a steak.
An omelet for
hey, little mama, would you like some gnocchi?
Little mama loves avocado toast.
Can I get you some
crawfish and shrimp itafui?
And then he just throws her on the fucking floor. Yeah, here's your food, bitch.
Hate savage.
All right.
All right, little mama is being fed. I did, so when this came in the mail, the bottle of Gamutra. I did post about it, and Puminati Elite member Pudini actually responded with a fairly solid idea, and that's to drink it out of a wine glass to be fancy.
Oh, man.
Well, so,
you've got to class it up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pudini.
Yeah, I only drink piss in the classiest
good
of
shout
manners. This is actually the fucking second time I've drank piss on this goddamn podcast, I'm realizing.
Yeah, but it's the first time it's not yours.
That's true.
Yeah, it's spaced out. It's been like,
it's
what,
not even your speech.
8 years ago.
It's probably been like 12 years, honestly.
Yeah, you're due.
Is this worse, though, than drinking the water out of Jeff's sunburn?
The pus. That was actually one of the lowest moments of my life.
I actually got hit up by
that for a minute.
By a close personal friend saying,
you're right. Yeah,
I
made that up.
I don't know if I can continue listening to the show if you're going to keep doing stuff like that.
No way.
That,
I disagree.
That action broke some hearts. But I don't know. I think the volume of that was so little. I would probably rather do that again than drink this.
Just fucking do it.
You'd rather just drink Jeff's white blood cells?
Rip off the Band-Aid, dude.
I'm like,
I'm clean.
Like, my mouth is sweating.
You're going to puke it right up. Here's a question. Do you have a chaser ready? You have something to rinse it out with?
Can we get some Bud Light?
Mm.
I could cancel that, but...
There's some milk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Bud Light's perfect because they both taste like piss. It's a good transition.
I actually have some good beer. Maybe I'll have one of my municipal waste beers.
I don't think you should waste a good beer on
it. Yeah, that's probably...
Really?
No. I think you should. I think you should have something that's bitter that can get the other taste out of your mouth fast.
I actually, you know what?
Get a pickle.
I do. I have something.
I'm helping him way too much.
It's going to be worse
than
the
really
cow
are, Rob.
I know. I love the guy.
You're softening this blow for him.
I know. Normally, I'm the one putting the buttons, but I love him too much.
We're all maturing.
Pretty soon,
you know?
With all the concessions you're making for him, it's going to be a reward and not a punishment.
Yeah, right. Why don't you just piss on Jeff and give him a call today?
Oh, wow.
All right.
Beer. Brewery X. Little... Teenage Ninja Turtles brew. I don't hate it. Is that an IPA by chance?
I believe it is.
Nice.
I think it says double on it.
Kev, I don't know if you heard me, but I said I'm giving you too many outs. I'm being too nice about this.
I mean, I have this, like, it's like a Ninja Turtles looking can of beer that I got at Trader Joe's called Heroes in a Full Pint Tumble Time. It's a West Coast IPA. I was going to drink one of my municipal waste beers, but I only got four of them. I've drank two, and these are a little darker as well.
All right, so that'll give you some. Unless, you know, you want to change it up and maybe Jeff pees on you in the shower instead.
I mean,
that you alter.
I think I would let Jeff piss on my face right now to get out of this.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
But there's no way Jeff would ever go along with that.
No. No, I wouldn't do that. Not to my friend.
Even if he was blindfolded, Jeff, and didn't see your dick. Like, where is the disconnect there? Like, where, what do we have to do to make it palatable to you?
This ain't no coconut water.
I couldn't do that. We're friends. I know you guys
you might get some pulp.
A weird past, but I couldn't do that to him.
Well, I just wanted you to know, Jeff, that it came down to it. I would piss in your face.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
If I was really asking for it like you.
Yeah. I'm just that kind of friend.
I don't want you to get out of this.
So when you pour the piss now,
yeah,
you should tilt the glass like you do when you're pouring a beer, just so we don't get too much foam out of the
glass. Well, it's not. Oh. Is there going to be foam? It's distilled, so.
Man, now I'm thinking, why didn't I put this in the freezer? Like, that would have at least helped.
Made a pop.
Or, like, in the fridge and cool it down a little bit. So, I swear I'm not doing this just to kick the things further, but this reminded me of a story.
You should microwave it.
This reminds me of a four-hour story I'm about to tell.
When I first started drinking, when I was like 16, my buddy, we used to drink warm beers because his theory, which makes sense, and it's true, it's easier to chuck.
It is, yeah.
So,
I mean, I remember bonging beer straight from the fridge and getting like wicked brain freezes from it. But
There's another crutch, but I'm not giving it to you. I just thought of. But
all right. Well, I appreciate that, Rob.
I think I've given you the aftertaste. I've given you
the pre-sonas. How much help do you need?
I talked out of the entire bottle.
Let's not kid ourselves. This is not going to be a picnic. Even though I have a trash can here to barf in and I have a post-piss beer ready, this is going to be terrible.
But is it going to be as bad as the Sir Stroming?
I mean, Jeff, what do you think? Like, you've eaten the Sir Stroming and
smelled the Sir Stroming, so it's gonna, when you guys are both gonna have to smell that.
But what percentage are you getting fucking sick is gonna be mental? Like 80% of it.
A lot of it. Now, like, you know, it took like 3 or 4 weeks for this fucking thing to even get delivered. So all this time, anytime it, like, I'll be having like a good day, and then that thought will pop in your head, be like, hey, you got cow piss on the horizon. And
he said mental. There's fucking instructions on it. It could be literal sickness. It could be. There could be literal sickness.
Like, shit, we got an order now. I got to go find a cow.
Yeah, I mean, I very well could get sick from this. Who knows? But I will vomit.
How much are you drinking again?
I'm going to pour it into this wine glass.
Yeah, I want to see
it. Eyeball it, right?
And I'm going to start chugging, and I'm going to get as much of it down as I can.
You're not going to mix it with water.
No, I'm not allowed to. I'm drinking cow piss.
Yeah, he's got the chaser. That'll be the 1-to-1 ratio. He'll be fine.
Pour this. I want to see you pour it.
Okay.
I will. And I will crack this so everybody can see the freshness seal on camera being cracked and the pour. It'll all be in one take.
I don't know, man. I think you have a long enough track record that nobody's going to challenge you on this.
There's always naysayers,
so
Rob.
Many disgusting things.
There's always naysayers.
Put it on Reddit.
Just one more.
We'll get at least 300 challengers.
But Jeff will film on his phone. I got a tripod here. I'll get another angle on my phone. We'll get this well documented.
Where do you want
but
me to
real
film
quick,
from? Here?
Yeah, but yeah, I guess that'll be fine. We'll get it from that angle, and then I'll get it. I'll put it over there in the corner, and we'll get a
you'll
wide.
Have, you'll join me in the oh. two... PP Stunt Club.
Yeah. Should we get the ponchos? The Gallagher ponchos, or do you think we're fine?
I don't think
that's gonna
be I'll gamble on you not projectile vomiting on me.
All right. I am pretty good at puking. But real quick,
what's the contingency plan if he pukes on the floor? Like, are you gonna hold Lil Mama so she doesn't
pick it up?
Let her doggy tendencies take over?
I trust little mama not to be that fucking stupid.
You know, the move is to make him laugh mid-chug so he spits it on Jeff.
Shut up, Rob.
That would be the move. Well, you don't have to start filming
it'll
yet,
it'll actually go out of frame and hit Jeff in the other frame.
Well, real quick, the reason I was saying I wanted to
do it anyway.
I went to this party one time in Philly with my buddies, and I got there kind of late, and people were like already pretty fucked up. And my right when I go in, my buddy hands me, you know, a bottle of beer. And he's like, "Here you go, man." And I took it from him, and it was so hot, it was like heating up my hand. I'm like, "Dude, get the who? Really, you thought I was? You're gonna trick me into drinking your piss? Come on." He's like, damn it! All right, well, let's put it in the freezer, and we'll get somebody later." So a few hours go by, we're partying, getting even more fucked up, and my one buddy remembers about the beer, but piss. Someone pissed in this beer, pours it into a funnel and like folds it. So now it's cold. It's like ice cold. And he just yells out to the party, "Who wants to do a funnel?" And my one buddy's like, "Yay, over here. Just got done with my hoagie. I'll drink that." Takes it, drops down in the kitchen, unfolds it, and just starts chugging. And then, like, halfway through it, he pulls it away from his mouth, and it just dumps all over the floor. And he's like, "Oh, that beer got skunked." And, it like, the party just went on. And it was, like, years later where we revealed to him that that was actually piss.
Oh, my God.
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, now karma has found its way back to you, Kevin. Hmm.
I want to smell it when you open it.
You do?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You smell the... Make sure
you twist that seal right in the mic. Let's hear that.
Rob, did you get to see any of Jeff's surstromming footage?
No, I didn't. I should go back and watch it.
It's something special.
It's gross.
All right, I'm going to watch it.
All right, without further ado, here we go. I lost an Oscar bet.
Poo.
I have a bottle of Gamutra, which is distilled cow urine.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to drink this. That is my punishment. So
it's not as bad as next year's punishment, possibly.
What's that?
We got to. If you lose, you're going to become a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. About that. That's right.
All right. Let's see if the mic picks up the safety seal snapping.
All right.
God,
there's a safety seal.
It's in your head, dude. Don't think about it. Just
I know.
Do it.
I just got like the butterflies, like I'm about to bungee jump or something.
Oh, this is way worse.
That is the weakest safety seal ever.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's a little seal. Okay.
I mean, it's right. Properly sealed.
It already smells like Band-Aids.
Yeah, because you don't want it to go bad.
All right. 1 second. I'm going to leave this here just because... There's going to be piss on the other underside of this cap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get piss all over the place, Rob.
Fucking pussy. Wait, can I smell it?
Isn't that literally a roll of paper towels right on the counter? Okay. All right. He did. All right.
Does kind of smell like Band-Aids.
Right?
After more than a decade of friendship, I never thought I'd hear you say, "I don't want to get piss all over everything, Rob."
All right, let me get this other angle up.
Okay. Oh, look at this. Always directing.
Oh, yeah. Let me just go and check the coverage.
I got an iPhone 15, so my shit is looking good.
Yeah, but I could do 20 minutes on the fact that you're weird to have having a fucking pop socket.
You don't like pop sockets?
What are you, a 17-year-old girl?
I also have a pop socket.
Oh, shoddy.
What are you talking about? Man. What's so wrong with them?
Huh?
Honestly, I almost never use mine at this point. Mine is more for fidgeting.
Don't backpack.
No, I
own it.
I'll own the fuck out of it. I love my pop socket.
I have no issues with the pop socket.
Helps me prop
just
up.
I realized I never use it for God's intended purpose to hold my phone. It's just, it's like my fidget spinner.
Oh, I'm able to look up my sports stats while I'm walking little mama. I can prop up my phone and watch shit on it.
You
fucking love the pop
socket. Apple headset, bro. You could walk the dog. You could watch YouTube videos, everything.
The Vision Pro?
Like You look like a tool, yeah.
It reeks like Band-Aids in here.
Not piss, though.
But see, that's a good point. It smells like Band-Aids. Just think you're drinking Band-Aid juice.
Yeah, Band-Aid juice.
From all the scents that I was prepared to be assaulted by, Band-Aids was at the bottom of the list. All right,
yeah.
Get this freshness seal
off. Is that
off.
Thing recording?
The real question is, what's next?
You tell me when you want to record.
Kevin, squeeze it as you're pulling that off.
Shut up, shuddy boy. No, do I have to go get like a screwdriver to get this thing off?
Get a knife.
It's coming.
If you pull that too hot, okay.
Oh!
Can I smell?
Gag already.
Let little mama be the. Have little mama. Smell
I don't
it.
Want. No, I don't want her to
take a picture.
Like look at it or something.
It is.
It's gross.
A trillion times worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
This smells like you pissed in a bucket for a month and left it out in the sun for a month.
Yeah, it smells like a mixture of piss and horse manure. I know it's cow, but
having the Godfather here, we have been reminiscing about the old times.
Yes.
I remember what the rat poison bottle would smell like after a little while. So I can imagine.
This is he's getting himself mentally fucked up.
Dude, yeah. Rob, it smells so fucking bad.
You're doing too much
thinking.
I believe
it.
So I mean,
pour
Jeff,
it right.
doesn't
pour
it fucking
it into the
stink?
Cup.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Pour
it's
it
terrible.
The
I don't know what to tell you.
The wine, no, it's a glass.
Wine glass, yep.
It's fucking clear? What color is this?
Yeah, it's kind of clear.
It's like,
nah, that's piss.
It looks like white wine. It looks like white wine.
Yeah, you can cook with it.
All right.
Looks like you're drinking a nice Chianti.
It does. It looks like piss. It looks like piss.
He said,
"All right, I'll start recording now."
Except I think Chianti's a red.
All right,
don't shuddy him over a wine.
Cheers, motherfucker!
Do it!
All right,
to the holdovers.
to the holdovers.
To your health.
If you don't puke from that one, you have to pour yourself another.
Shut the fuck up, shuddy boy.
If you hold it down, you've got to add to it.
God, it smells like horse shit.
You can... No, it smells like cow piss, probably.
Yeah, it's not horse shit.
Yeah. Mr. Stromig was done outside, too, so that smell's going to hopefully linger in the apartment. Everybody not watch a YouTube. Jeff has had his shirt over his nose. Kevin's doing this weird dance that I don't know how it's helping anything, but increasing the risk of him spilling it all over the place.
Well, I'm formulating the plan of like when I do start vomiting, where I'm going to put things and hoping that it doesn't spill. This is not the sort of smell that goes away.
As of right now, the puke can is on the table.
Yeah, just put your head into it.
So there's a possibility the vomit goes all over the place or all over Jeff.
Go, like a Band-Aid. One.
Just do it. Just do it, Kevin, right now. Just do it.
Yeah, you're going to have to
do
it. Glass on the
Stop thinking about it and just fucking do it.
Jeff keeps talking, and then so do you.
Well, you're the one that always says we can't have silence.
All right, here we go. To Paul Giamatti.
There you go. He made himself do that. I'm not buying it.
Dude, I'm off my head. I almost fucking threw up.
It does smell really bad.
It burned.
I can't look at him, man. I can't look.
Yeah, I don't think this is real puke. I'm with you.
Oh, God.
What'd you say, Jeff?
I don't think it's real puke. I'm with you. I think he's faking it.
Yeah. Kevin knows how to make himself fake puke on demand.
I'm sorry. How dare you fucking accuse this man of faking it, of all people? How dare you?
I was just kidding. I just thought it was a fun thing Shuddy said. I wanted to join in. It was fun.
I rue the day I sent you to Kevin. I have fucking tears in my eyes. I was fucking...
Until next time, something.
Now I'm puking because you're puking.
It was...
Oh, he's all tearing up and shit. Yeah, that's
beer, Chase.
Yeah, drink your beer.
Here, I'll take that.
Give him some of the dog food.
Just try to chug the beer.
For those of you listening,
he's like tearing up and
Kevin's
stuff.
His head is over a bucket, and it's just fucking fluids.
Every orifice on his face. His eyes are watering. His nose is fucking orc snot.
I don't think he's faking it, though. Actually, don't. I changed my opinion on that.
He's really taking the long road, the brutal road to convince us if he is faking.
I'm sending this video right to his girlfriend right when we're done.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. You fucking did it, bro. Done.
Hey, that's you're it. Good. Fine.
Now you're going to sleep like a baby.
Tell us, how much do you like that whole
nice.
Piece of shit, God. Wasn't it? It was overrated. It was overrated.
Well, I disagree. That's disgusting, man.
Would you take Oppenheimer or The Holdovers?
Would I take Oppenheimer or The Holdovers?
Like, what do you think is that was the movie?
That was the pick that led to Kevin losing.
Oh, he picked The Holdovers?
Yeah. Yep.
I could see why, but right now I'm sure he would much rather. So just so you guys know, like I just held my phone up and videoed Kevin vomiting. So I have it for me to listen, to check out.
Right, I'm going
to anytime that I want.
I'm done after 5 minutes of video here. I'll send it to you, Kevin. Not your girlfriend.
This was so bad. This was so fucking bad.
Can you imagine people fucking just drinking that twice a day?
So he
probably drank way more than 10 milliliters, it does say that it's supposed to be diluted with water. So,
he went with the concentrate.
Oh my God. Oh my
You're
God.
You're a fucking champ, dude.
Is this worse than Sir Strowman?
No.
He's still going.
He ate them both. Jeff. He tried them both.
Well, Jeff, you drink a little bit of that, Jeff, and you tell us.
No.
Okay.
Dude, you did it. See that? I'm so proud of you.
So, let me walk you through that.
Sorry, paper towels are expensive.
Let me walk you through what that was like.
Yeah, please.
There's fucking piss all over my stuff, so.
You pissed yourself?
No, it was all fucking shooting out of his face.
I don't know whether to reach for the beer or the barf bucket. So
more beer.
It was as salty as the ocean. Yeah. Tastes like fucking Band-Aids. The Band-Aids are definitely in there.
It tastes like Band-Aids, so you've tasted a Band-Aid.
You're rebounding pretty good, though. I'm impressed.
It also tasted like horse shit, like we've been smelling.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I was not expecting was how much it burnt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like... like
that's awesome.
Like doing moonshine? A shot of moonshine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Dude,
that was hysterical. He's going again.
Oh, my God.
There was one
God.
Point where it was just nothing but just fucking fluids coming out of your face.
Yeah, dude. You were almost...
I don't understand how, like, Shuddy just looks unimpressed. I don't know how...
I'm really stoned, what it is.
Dude, they grew up doing dumber shit, really. This used to be like just,
and I'm sitting on my high horse because I won the bet, so I was nowhere near.
It's yeah, so fucking
I'm just sitting in the Victor's chair, just watching him suffer for being
budding
a dumbass.
Filmmaker Kevin Kratt.
It won't fucking get out of me. Damn it! It fucking smells so bad. My nasal passage, my fucking throat, my everything is. Wow.
Is that Fatburger down the street still open?
You got mouthwash?
Yeah. Oh my
Jeff,
god!
Go get Kevin the mouth.
I'll go. I got it. Actually, I think he needs a puke
my god.
Or something.
That was great. This is the kind of quality programming I miss doing.
No one stop anybody. Just come back to the dark side.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, is it an employment thing where you don't want to fuck up your job with the old school shenanigans?
No, I don't know if it's.
Is
that.
It a maturity thing?
Because I don't know. For me, like it was when we were all in the same room. We tried to do shows like this. You guys are pros at it because you've been doing it that way almost since the beginning, but we haven't. So when we did a couple of test shows that I never put out or anything that, you know, it was just us in the Zoom setting. And it was just, I don't know, it wasn't the same for me. But this is fucking great. So maybe I'm wrong. Kev.
Yeah.
Gum therapy.
Well done, bro. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Does it stink in here?
Yeah. It smells bad.
Why don't you, Jeff, why don't you, well.
Yeah, you want me to throw that in the trash or are you going to save it?
I was going to say at least put it on the balcony for now until we're done.
Put some in your nose too, like snort a little mouthwash.
Do a little cow piss gummy.
Do you have any Vicks?
Vicks is good. Vapor rub.
Right, so you've got to have vapor rub. With all the e-bombs you take, allegedly, you've got to have some vapor rub in the house.
So, for those of you who have not watched the show on YouTube, I highly recommend this is you go back and watch this. Because, I don't know, do I need to explain why?
I barely vomited. So there's still a fucking belly full of cow piss.
Oh, shit. It's worth. You can always stick your finger down your throat.
I'm not. You know what? I don't think I'm as good at puking as I earlier touted. I'm
good at it.
God damn it.
You have a high tolerance now.
Yeah, you're not that guy from Shitty Boys fucking News last week who did that water fountain from his mouth for 5 minutes.
No, God, I would love to be able to just get a nice big vomit.
Regurgitate on demand.
But it's like stuck in me. It's fucking there now. Like I kind of thought maybe chasing it with the beer would help, but
listen, you're protected from HIV and AIDS now.
That's right. Yeah.
Hypertension.
You have clear skin.
Yeah, you look like
no leprosy.
You look like a porcelain doll now.
Look at all the benefits from that you're going to have from just overdosing on cow piss.
He's still going.
Oh, there it was. There.
He just threw up. I'm sorry. I have to do this. I keep forgetting. Well, he's vomiting. I have to narrate. So he just looked like sick. And then all of a sudden, I just like saw what came out. It looked like a raw egg just came out of his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what did it look like?
I puked up a Hadouken. Oh my God.
Jeff, get the man another beer.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Want Bud Light?
Let's get him drunk. Let's get him drunk. Let's trick him into getting drunk.
I know it's a little early, but what are we going to eat tonight for dinner?
You did it.
What are we doing for dinner?
You don't have to answer me now. Just get it. Just you know.
I bought some sushi from Trader Joe's in Washington.
They discontinued the sushi, Rob.
Oh my God.
Oh, that'd be a great idea.
In and out, yo. I can't get over the smell. There is.
It's not good.
Gonna get sick.
It really is. Like, more than anything, it smells like horse manure and Band-Aids. Like, I thought this was going to be like if you put your face right up to it, it is like a bucket of old piss. But the air, the aroma in the room Yankees. Is fucking horseshit. It's
well,
poop.
Because you're right next to the bucket. It's all still in there.
It's also distilled. So that means more of the water is taken out of it, so it's concentrated cow urine.
Oh god.
This was a very bad idea.
Some might argue that it was a very good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it was for the program, so to speak.
We're going to get so many more downloads because of this?
No, we're not. Done it.
We're not, and this is probably going to be the reason Kevin really does dump us once John Cooper sells.
I swear to God, I could put my foot in a guillotine and chop my foot off and nobody would listen.
I'm still local, so he's not going to get rid of me, but you're in trouble.
When are you taping that, though? Because I'll definitely want to see
it. Oh, my God.
It's the next Oscar punishment.
How do I?
I don't know if you know. Kev, you didn't notice, but I almost threw up, too. Like,
as soon as you went, Rob, it was.
I was going, too. I was gagging, and then the hard-boiled egg that came out of you before. Like, the raw egg. Like, you just all of a sudden just like this arm.
It looked like the eggs in egg drop soup.
Yeah, dude. No, but
Rob,
whatever he spit out, like threw up, was like orange, like yellow, like a
almost like pea.
No, but no, like I'm telling you, like a yolk of a raw egg.
It was, you know, like, what it was? It was probably like the beer with like foam.
Oh yeah, yeah, true.
So it was like a foam Hadouken. Yeah. God, it reeks so bad in here.
Rob, if you were in person, would you have puked?
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. I almost puked now. And that's all this. So I don't smell it. But nor do I.
Has Lil Mama reacted at all to the smell in the room?
No, she's chilling.
She's actually masturbating, I think.
She's eating her own pussy. It's weird. Quit doing that, Lil Mama.
I was definitely not prepared for how, like, the burning sensation. Like, every chug that I, like, glup, 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 was, like, burning.
You not
my
prepared?
Fucking
throat. What? Would you have puked if you're in person, Rob? Are you like one of those people that pukes around other people?
Dude. I almost did watching it. Yes, I would. No fucking doubt about it. As soon as when he drank it, I started gagging. But what got me is when he, you know, when you watch Jackass and the whole theater is fucking throwing up. Like, that's the feeling I get.
I mean, I can't believe I didn't get an actual vomit.
Like, you're almost disappointed in that.
Yeah, because that means it's all still inside me.
Inside of me.
Oh, like
I don't think you drank as much as you think you did, Kevin.
Well,
I think
also,
you got
you're
most
gonna piss
of it,
it
out.
You're gonna piss it out.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was very, very surprising. But like when I started pouring, I was like chugging. Like I feel like I was talking about this recently with the when I did the strikeout. Where you like you take a bong hit and while you're holding it in, you chug a beer, do a shot, and then you get to exhale. Like when you know you have to get something down, you chug so much faster.
Oh, for sure.
So like when I tilted the glass, I was chugging like a maniac, but the burning is what threw me off. Like when it started like really burning my throat, like I was just chugging rubbing alcohol.
Oh my God.
Like that was kind of like what triggered the dry heaves, but very, very little puke came up and I'm not pumped about that. I was picturing this going where, like, I would chug it and then throw up a whole bunch and be like, all right, well, it was in me for a little bit. Now it's out. I did the stunt, blah, blah, blah. But my body is retaining way more of the cow piss than I wanted to.
It'd be funny if you started lactating in the morning.
Are you all right, Rob? That last, like, little, like, you did looked a little.
I'm telling you, dude, I almost threw up. And, like, I'm better now, but I still wouldn't have missed it for the world. But, man, it affected me.
Well,
I almost went.
Everybody, make sure you listen to the whole podcast with Rob Sprantz and Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any locked in the chamber? Any coming up you can tease?
No, other than the dump I got in the chamber, no. Nothing coming up. But the plan is to start getting some more invites out. Like I said, we've taken some time off. Yeah, my you can hear my throat. Like something definitely came up in the acidity. Anyway, hold on. You can go to thewholepodcast.com and you can check out all our other episodes. And I will tell you guys as soon as it ends the story that I wouldn't want to tell on the show.
Awesome.
But there's plenty of great episodes there and plenty of great people that we spoke to. So you guys will dig it. Sorry, it's not easy to plug when I have acid from vomit. Thank you, Kim.
Of course, man. It was great having you on.
Can I just be a member of Mad Scientist Party Hour? It's so much easier.
Yeah, why not? Do it.
We'll shoot you a Zoom link weekly.
Yeah, that honeymoon period will end real quick once next year Oscars come around.
Now you might become a cop.
I'm like, well, I'm eating feces. I never agreed to this. It's still coming up.
That was unpleasant. Well, it was great having you here, man. I wish it was under better circumstances. I wish I didn't have a belly full of piss.
I got everything I came for and more.
Dude, the worst part about it is I still have to do a fucking Patreon show after this.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the life of an obscure podcaster. Yeah!
Well,
that's how we make the big bucks.
And I love and miss you guys very much.
I feel like I'm breathing fire right now. It's like,
love and miss you too.
It's everything is so spicy. Even after
a good idea. Something spicy, maybe.
Oh, Jeff did that. We actually had to pause the podcast for 45 minutes when Jeff ate a hot pepper after losing a bet because he was so
new. Habanero.
Habanero?
Yeah, I couldn't.
He didn't lose the bet. He didn't lose the bet. You lost the bet. He had to eat the hot. The bet was the loser had to do a body shot off of whoever came in second place. So Jeff had to eat the habanero pepper to get out of being the person that you did the body shot off of.
Yeah, but then I still ended up doing a body shot off of you, didn't I, Shuddy?
Because you lost the bet. I won, and I got roped into it because Jeff refused to be a part of the body shot, so we made him eat the habanero pepper.
Is there something going on there psychologically with you, Jeff? That sounds like the easier path is to let him do a body shot off you, no?
Didn't feel easier at the time, and... still, I would choose the habanero pepper. You know, I don't want anyone of you guys
over letting Kevin drink a shot out of your belly button.
Yeah, I'm not letting any of you fucking.
You heard it here first. Jeff hates the gay community.
Whoa. Leave the eight LGBTQers out of this, all right?
No, I ain't letting somebody do a body shot off of me. What is this, fucking cruising?
We can hang out the executive suite? No way.
It's like there literally needs to be a time release of Kevin's face for the last 10 minutes. Like, it looks, like you're not even past this.
I've been through some shit, Rob Sprantz. And this is bad. This is in the Hall of Fame bad.
Yeah. I think you're I think the Patreon follows they deserve to at least see you a little sick, so I don't want to hold you up until you feel better either.
That's true, yeah. So if you need more MSPH in your life, or you just want to support people who are literally drinking cow piss for your entertainment, you can go to patreon.com/madscientistpartyhour. We do an extra bonus podcast every week after this one. We also have, if you're on the $10 tier, you get the video of the Patreon show as well as our specialty shows. Jeff doing snack attacks. I do Kevin's Nerd Hole, where I play video games and rage out and get all pissed. Shuddy Boy and Dom.
That's me.
Do What the Fuck Did I Just Watch, where they watch a shitty movie and do a report on it.
Not all the time. Not all the time. Good. Because this week...
Shuddy Boy, there is no time for semantics. I'm full of cow piss.
No, I'm just saying. Because we did Theodore Rex... last, and the guy who played Theodore Rex was in Adventures in Babysitting, so we're doing that movie this week, and I would not consider that a bad movie. That's
no way.
All I was...
Adventures in Babysitting is awesome. But and then, you know, we have our Queef or No Queef, our Deal or No Deal watch-along show, where the three of us compete against each other. Tons and tons of stuff there. And if you're a movie nerd, like I mentioned, I have patreon.com/movienightwithkevin, where I've got seven posts up now, seven different movies that I've done these extensive deep dives on, and dig up a lot of cool information. This Friday, episode on The Terminator, 1984's The Terminator is dropping. So sign up, patreon.com/movienightwithkevin. You can also follow us on Instagram. I'm at Kevin Kraft.
At Shuddy Boy.
At Jeffro Records.
At Rob Sprantz.
And at MSPH Podcast. And if you don't mind, check out at John Cooper Movie. Mm-hmm. Every new follower we get makes us look that much cooler when it comes time to sell this movie. So it could be in your hands to what streaming service this sells to. Check out Outkick Bets. What's coming up on that, Jeff?
Masters week, baby. Be doing a Masters betting preview tomorrow with the golf gambling guy over at Outkick, Mark Harris. And the NBA playoffs start on 4/20. So I'll be doing daily pot. I'll take what I can get here. And I'll be doing daily
vomiting during the play.
NBA podcasting daily during the NBA playoffs. So check that out. Till next time.
There you have it, friends. But until next time, something.
I want it deep into your throat.
Hold on, hold on.
There you go. There you go.
No, it goes butt, then mouth.
There's a Kevin, I know. But you know, I was thinking this earlier. We're going to be like 85 doing this. Like, hey, let's show your butt.
I mean, Kevin and I have at this point have known each other for 24 years and still act together. As soon as we get together, it's like we're 18 years old again.
Good. That's how it always should be. What's up, Dragon?
What up, Bobby?
He's checking up the betting lines.
Damn right.
You're parlaying right now.
Jeff, mute your laptop.
All right, where's the money on this week's curling match? it was fucking rigged. My bookie won't take my dressage bets.
Does Jeff know what dressage is?
I've never heard of that.
It's funny. The one thing I can't figure out is how to raise the volume on this mic, like, because everything goes through the mic now. Kev.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you might want to ditch that whole setup that we did, because I just did. Like, you go through all of the box and everything.
Yeah.
I finally bought this mic. It plugs in USB. Done. That's it.
So does it, will it, like, I can still play stuff from the iPad, like.
Eat that daddy dick.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that. I didn't think about that critical aspect.
Yeah.
I'm right. A soft three.
Did he really fucking play with fire telling him to ditch the setup when he just had to replace everything?
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, so there was that massive rainstorm that hit LA. I was gone that weekend, and when I came home on Monday, there had been a drip in my ceiling the entire time, and it got all over my PreSonus.
Right, of course. Where else would it go?
Yeah, which costs $500, which is the exact amount the deductible is of renter's insurance. And of course, the scumbags that own this building were like, well, we don't have responsibility for anything. So go fuck yourself. So yeah, I mean, it would be nice to simplify this rat's nest, because, I mean, this is not necessarily a sustainable setup, and it would be nice if I could, you know, take trips back home and record shows while I'm in Jersey and stuff, so I don't have to plan trips to see my family around recording dates and stuff.
I mean, there has to be a simpler setup now, isn't there? 13 years
I mean,
later?
In order to play audio from like an external source, make sure it all feeds back into Zoom so you can hear what's being played and all that stuff. Like, I don't know how much simpler this can get, unfortunately. Because they don't even make that fucking iMic thing that you recommended for me, Rob.
Oh, I remember that.
That thing's like been out of production for a really long time. So if this thing breaks, I can't even get a new one.
That kind of sucks. Hold on one second. I just said, okay, there we go. Does this sound okay? Too loud?
No, you sound good. Jeff, say something into your mic.
Can you guys hear me? How do I sound?
Are you whispering on purpose, or is your mic just that low?
I think it's just pretty low.
I think it's pretty low.
I'm not trying to whisper. I'm just talking. I'm just talking.
Can you guys hear me?
You want me to yell? Do I have to yell? My dog's going to get nervous. She's right there.
275 on LeBron.
Do I sound okay?
This is Jeff SMR.
All right, you guys distract me. I'm trying to get this really important bet in the Detroit Tigers.
I wonder if Russell Crowe oils himself.
God,
how would you oil me?
I'm betting $100 that an actual lion is going to jump out on the field during the game.
Great. When will I ever be able to bet the Detroit Tigers again?
They probably play tomorrow.
Shut up, Shuddy.
Fuck, I might actually be able to pay rent this month. Fuck.
Back to poker.
I'm a fucking cuck. I'm a goddamn cuck.
I would play online poker in a fucking second if they offered it.
Crawfish and shrimp. Itafui. I am a necrophiliac. I'm very nervous that I have a micro grundle.
Do you have a fucking sound button of anyone else? Is there anyone else?
These are good. No, no. Do you have
this
more?
This is an onslaught.
What about this one?
I guess this morning.
That's
Ibericos?
That's an oldie but goodie.
I don't know if I have any Jeff ones, if I pulled any. I don't remember. I mean, you were
I want two
times.
Cows to fuck me.
Two cows?
I want two cows to fuck me.
You're the one doing weird shit with cows today.
I know.
Every time I piss, it smells terrible.
You have your beer bong, Kevin?
No.
I've sprayed my shower head on my ass.
Intel angle
for don't even really need to do the show. I could just listen to this.
This is all literally taken out of context.
I'll take piss in the butthole.
There's no way that was taken out of context.
No, that was taken.
There was, butt cheek fuck me. There was a point to why I was saying that.
If you guys knew the context to butt cheek fuck me, you would not be laughing.
Yeah, it was a serious conversation we were having.
Oh my god. I'm really just trying to fucking delay the start of the show because I don't want to do this episode.
Yeah, I mean, we got to discuss this because I was going to go back and get some backstory, but I wanted to hear it from you instead. So I was like, I'm not going to ask him any more details.
Oh, I was like, what happened that you don't want to do this episode? I was really like, oh my god, what? No, I thought no, because you know, this should be nothing for him. I thought like something like life in his real life happened, not that he was being a little bitch.
I'm not gonna felch on his bet. I have plenty to discuss, but I want to wait till it starts.
It's not felch on a bet, Shuddy Boy. You're not sucking.
I know
come
it's
out
welch.
Of a
it's welch
ass.
On a bet, but I said felch to be funny. I know the saying, Kevin.
He's not gonna soap on a rope.
It's actually a pretty good joke.
I'm wondering if I should kill that light behind you, Jeff. It makes you look like you have like a J.J. Abrams lens flare halo.
Yeah, it's got like a.
He actually.
Oh, here he goes. If
the Outkick folks see that, they might think he's the second coming.
All right.
Especially on today, the day of the fucking eclipse.
It just blew my mind, and not just because I took a hit before we started, but I didn't realize you were in the same place. So you got up and left right up. I'm like, this is like magic.
Well, we're not. Pretty much the only time Jeff is in person is when we have to do an Oscar bet payout.
Okay. Yeah. Totally under tragic circumstances.
Like I thought he left the frame and this went to Jeff's and back. I'm like clapping right now.
Just teleported to Long Beach, baby.
Oh, it's so nice not to host. That is funny.
Rob, you do any sports betting since it's legal in your state?
No. Do you have an Alexa setting for cow piss drinking for the lights?
No. I mean,
scene cow piss. Oh, dude. No, wait. We gotta talk about.
All right.
I'm gonna. Because once it starts, it's not gonna stop.
Well, this is one of those things where I just have to. This. We are definitely stringing this along for the audience. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Drinking this right at the top of the show and then
oh no way
doing two shows with a belly full of cow piss.
Damn wow. It we should have fucking
wait, what do you
we
mean,
should have put that phrasing into the bet. We should have Kevin just monkey pawed his way out of it.
He's no felch.
Speaking of which, I kind of want to go see Monkey Man tomorrow. Rob, are you still anti going to the movies since you got a home theater? Or have you been?
Damn, why would I go? The only Tarantino got me out. Nolan gets me out. That's about it. I went to Oppenheimer in the theater.
What about Dune?
No, because I can. I have the Vision Pro now too, dude. It's even better than that. I see no point in going to a theater.
I have to prepare my puking trash can.
I will tell you this. I will go to a theater to see Kevin's film, though.
Well, I don't believe him.
I appreciate that, Rob, but it's...
You can send him a copy first.
It's probably not going to happen. I'll send you the details when it drops on Tubi.
But, I don't know about that. I'm not giving up on that. Why don't you do a fucking screening? Just rip it out.
Yeah. We're doing a premiere a month from today, actually.
Oh, awesome.
May 8th.
Cool. My flight is booked.
And that was kind of why I was a few minutes late hopping on. I've been in just fucking nonstop meetings all day today that were not planned.
Rob, you strike me as a guy who doesn't fly. True or false?
I do. I didn't for a while, though, so you'd be true. That'd be true also.
Is that when we...
I remember in the
mid-2000s?
You had like a flight with really bad turbulence, right?
No, an engine blew out, and we had to make an emergency landing. And it took me another 15 years before I got on a plane. But I do some, like short flights especially, I don't mind. I went to Vegas. That was a little long, especially because I took an edible on the way home and I woke up halfway through. I went to a full panic because like I had the front row and I woke up. I was like, where the fuck am I? I can't get out. Started bugging. So that would be an accurate assessment. I do it, but it's an accurate assessment.
Yeah. Reluctantly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, take pills, dude.
That happened to Shuddy. One of Shuddy's first times out here. Like, dispensaries used to give you, like, a whole bunch of free shit every time you showed up. So
it
like,
was my very first trip out to L.A.
Wow.
So I used to just go, every time I needed weed, I would go to a different dispensary because they all hook you up with free shit. So I was sitting on just, like, a mountain of, like, Jolly Ranchers and pre-rolls and eighths of weed. I had so much fucking weed. And a lot of the stuff they give you, like those pre-rolls, it's like pencil shavings. Like you could smoke a dump truck full of it and not get high.
Right.
And the edibles, they were always like 5 milligram, really weak ones. So when I took Shuddy Boy back to LAX for his flight home, he ate one of these 5 milligram freebie Jolly Ranchers. And Shuddy Boy's got a pretty solid tolerance. Like he can do dabs and shit.
I didn't then.
I feel like you kind of did, right?
That was back when I was smoking $20 and eight crappy ass seeds and stems weed that I was getting in Bethlehem. And that was my every run in I had with anything that was not that always ended up with me sick. And I ate it just on the way to LAX. It started to kick in right when I got on my flight. And by the time we were in the air, I had the spins and then just had basically 5 hours of a panic attack all the way back to...
Jesus.
Go,
all the way back here to the East Coast.
Pilot, can you pull over and let me out?
My dad picked me up at the airport. I got in the car and I just curled into a ball with the seat reclined and slept the whole way home.
Wow, so you were still fucked up when you landed.
Awful. Yeah, it was brutal. But not anymore.
Makes me want one.
All right. Well. All right. It feels like we've adequately mic checked. Mm-hmm. The audio seems to be
working.
You
have delayed the inevitable long enough, Kevin Kyle Kraft.
No, that old joke.
You know what? Hold on.
Never gets old. Never gets old. Kevin Courtroom Craft is actually really good. Shuddy said it in our little group chat. We like to try to find words that start with a K that we can use as his middle name, but if it's a C and we can just change it to a K, that works. Actually, it works even better sometimes.
What about ketamine?
Well,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
I went to Mendocino Farms once, and they always ask you for your name, and then when you tell them, you're like, what's your last initial? And there was this like black woman taking my order. She's like, what's your name? Like, Kevin. She's like, what's your last initial? And I was like, K. And she gave me this funny look, and she was like, what's your middle name? And I went, Kyle.
Clarence.
And her eyes bugged out of her head. And I was like, I'm kidding. It's John. And she just started fucking laughing her ass off. And I was like, oh, thank God that got a laugh. That could have been really bad.
Really bad.
But she thought it was super funny. I mean, she was the one that gave me like the side eye, like, oh, yeah. First name K, last name K. What's your middle name?
And she laughed at the joke?
I called her bluff. Yeah.
Dude, for like a year, we played basketball in Long Beach to 13. And whenever it was like game point or 12, whatever the score was, someone said it's 12-8. I would say fuck 12. And for a year I tried this and none of the black guys ever laughed. And then once they laughed and I was like, finally, fucking finally.
I can finally retire that joke.
I just tried every time. Fuck 12. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. We're going to record the Zoom. Here comes the narc.
Got a lot of thin blue line fans in Long Beach.
Shuddy Boy didn't give me record permission.
Now you have record permission, so.
Snibby, 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 snooby.
Recording in progress.
There we go.
And I've allowed everybody the ability to share as well.
Sharing is caring.
Like personal stories?
Well, if you would, of course, but you can share your screen.
My uncle came in, it was late at night. Is that what you want me to share?
If anybody has any pictures of their...
screen sharing, but...
Yes, you can share any pictures you've taken of your bungle region, Rob.
I waited for the eclipse. I did it to that light. Everybody else was filming the eclipse. I was filming my butthole with the light of the eclipse.
You're supposed to watch this through your asshole, right? That's the safe way?
Yeah, it gives you that orangey hue. It's beautiful.
All right, well, God damn it. The only way out is through. I guess we got to do this, right?
Let's do it, man. You got this.
Let's do it in like an hour or so. Get a good show under our belts for then.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, California, we're the Mad Scientist Party Hour.